we're talking about the National Health Service all week here on BBC Radio Wales, indeed across BBC Wales, as part of Health Check Wales. Now, though, we have some exclusive new analysis of the Welsh NHS, compiled for BBC Wales by the influential health think tank, the Nuffield Trust, who say as well there's significant room for improvement and that patients have grounds for real concern about the longer waiting times that they face. Nigel Edwards is the chief executive of the Trust, and in the first of a special two-part report for Good Morning Wales, here's his look under the bonnet at the National Health Service in Wales.
That complacency reaches new heights when it comes to the Welsh National Health Service. In Wales, there are dedicated people. They do a brilliant job, but they are being woefully let down by Labour.
Politicians at Westminster have claimed that some of the performance of the Welsh NHS is really not up to standard. In particular, how long are people waiting for ambulances in A&E and for treatment?
Let's not pretend that somehow these problems are unique to Wales. Our budget has been cut by 10% over the past 4 years. Despite that, the health budget now is double what it was 15 years ago in Wales. We're treating more patients than ever.
The Welsh counterclaim to is that Wales is different, and there's quite a bit of evidence that that is the case. Why is it difficult to compare England with Wales? Well, the first difference is that Wales is older. It has higher deprivation, a legacy of post-industrial disease, and of course it has made different choices politically. It is a devolved government. I'm Nigel Edwards. I'm the chief executive of the Nuffield Trust. We're an independent research think tank. What we're hoping to do today is to look under the bonnet and see what's really going on.
Hello.
So I've come to Swansea now to talk to a couple whose mum had a bad experience waiting for an ambulance.
I'm Gaina and this is my husband John. My mum had a fall 2 months ago.
Tell us a little bit about what happened to your mum and what's happening now.
She was getting the closing off the line about 4 o'clock and she slipped, phoned the ambulance. It must have been about an hour later. I phoned my own doctor. He had put a blue light on it for them to come, but it was still hour and three quarters before the paramedic came. Well, 2.5 hours later, the ordinary ambulance came, you know, and she was on the floor all the time, freezing cold. We put blankets on her, you know, and hot water bottles to try and keep her warm.
Did the ambulance people tell you why you'd had to wait so long?
There was a backlog, about 5 or 6 ambulances in Morriston, trying for them to get the patients off. But when the ambulance came, I got to be honest, they were marvellous.
Do you think you had an unusual experience? What do you think?
Yeah, it's about the first time we've experienced anything like this. I mean, I've had ambulance myself, but it's been there straight away, if you know what I mean. But I mean, for a 92-year-old woman to be laying on the floor for 2.5 hours... This is why I got in touch with our local AM, Julie James, because my wife was so distressed at the time to see my mother-in-law like she was, you know.
Well, Gaynor and John were due to hear back from the Welsh Ambulance Trust on January the 19th about why it had taken so long to respond to that call, but they still haven't heard from them. We've talked about some of the issues that are causing performance problems in A&E, so we've come to the Royal Glamorgan to look at a bed management meeting and find out a bit about what they're doing to make the system work better.
They're full at the moment. There's no fast track available. We've got 2 male coming up and query 1 female, and we're hoping to remake the fast track.
So that's the meeting. Let's go and meet the people who are making this sort of flow happen on the ground and hear a bit about what they've been doing to make sure that patients are treated in the right place at the right time and move through as quickly as possible.
What we did a couple of years ago is make some decisions about how we wanted our patient flow to work. So the first problems then were ambulance, offloading patients off ambulances. And we made quite an early decision that if a patient is in an ambulance outside our hospital, they should be inside our hospital where we can see them and assess them. Dr. Ruth Alcalado, I'm Clinical Director for Medicine and A&E in Cwmtaf. So bringing everybody into that meeting made it everybody's problem and therefore more likely to be dealt with.
What do you think the biggest impact has been on patient flow as a result of making these changes?
We have improved our figures for ambulance handover time enormously in the last 18 months and we have been much better on our 4-hour A&E target.
Do you think the sorts of lessons you've learnt here can be applied across Wales?
I think the principles can be applied anywhere, not just in Wales.
Creating this type of flow is certainly doable, but even here, where a large amount of effort and thought has gone into it, we're below the target, and it seems to be, looking at what's going on, that this is a daily struggle to make sure it works.
That's Nigel Edwards from the Nuffield Trust ending that report, which was produced for Good Morning Wales by Charlotte Dubinsky.